Barrett Kohler Publishers presents The Art of Active Listening, How People at Work Feel Heard, Valued, and Understood. Written by Heather R. Younger. Narrated by the author. The Art of Active Listening, How People at Work Feel Heard, Valued, and Understood. Heather R. Younger. To my brilliant children, thank you for teaching me to listen better, challenging me when I fail to be fully present, and smiling on me with adoration when I listen well. I'm forever grateful for each of you. Foreword. I've had the pleasure of knowing and working with Heather Younger over the past several years. We met while she was finishing her terrific book, The Art of Caring Leadership. At the same time, I was in the middle of writing Trust and Inspire. As we connected, we learned that we were both very aligned in what we were experiencing in our respective work with leaders and where the world was headed from a leadership perspective. This alignment has been validated as we've both been invited to speak on similar themes at the same events for the same client. I was honored to be able to endorse that book then and even more thrilled to provide a foreword for this tremendous book now. The Art of Active Listening is a natural and much-needed follow-on to The Art of Caring Leadership. What I find that makes Heather's voice particularly powerful is that she is a model of both what she writes about and the kind of leadership we need today. I've experienced firsthand her unmatched ability to listen as she's worked with and helped me behind the scenes and as we've recorded podcasts and shared the stage together. I'm always struck by her perceptiveness and her curiosity about the world and others. My father was fond of saying, "What air is to the body, understanding is to the heart." For anyone who's experienced a moment of deep understanding, or the opposite of it, this metaphor rings powerfully true. Everyone wants to feel heard, valued, and understood. Everyone wants to know their opinions matter. Everyone wants to know they are important. And when people don't feel this way, it can be suffocating. This book elevates the conversation on listening at work, taking it from something that can often feel vague or soft and turning it into a learnable, replicable process that, when completed, enables us to understand others and helps those we work with to feel that they matter. Heather's cycle of active listening not only is insightful and additive to the work already out there, it's immensely and immediately practical. Without knowing it at the time, I encountered the cycle of active listening during my early days as a leader. I'll never forget my experience of helping to guide my company through a merger with another company. Although both organizations brought great content, practices, and people to the table, there was a clear disconnect between us as we merged companies. However, I was initially unaware of the magnitude of this gap. The truth is, I thought that I understood and that I was doing a good job of listening to the needs and concerns of people. I knew the importance of empathy. In fact, one of the core tenets of my father's teachings was to seek to understand. So I made this a key practice of mine, always trying to listen to others with good intent in my heart. We even held meetings specifically designed for people to share their feedback and concerns. So you can imagine why I was both surprised and confused when my actions were consistently met with doubt and uncertainty. People didn't fully trust me, even though I felt like I was trustworthy. Something was missing. I'll never forget preparing to give a strategy presentation with my business unit several months into the merger. I was anxious, as I knew there were rumblings about how things were going. Skepticism and doubt seemed to permeate every conversation, every meeting, every initiative. Swallowing nervously, I stepped into the room and was met with hesitation. The body language in the room was despondent. The energy was tense, palpable, and charged with suspicion. Although I had planned to discuss our business unit strategy, it was clear that this wasn't what was needed. There was something people weren't saying, and I could feel it. I knew a different approach was needed. So, I took a risk and opened up a real conversation with complete transparency.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?